All right. Welcome to Shabbat Lounge. We appreciate you listening and joining us today. This is Matt, joined in studio with
Jake.
And we appreciate you coming along for the ride with us today. And as always, we appreciate any comments, likes, subscribes. We appreciate all of those who have gone in and done those things and given us 5-star reviews in iTunes, but we're in other places like Podbean and Spotify and YouTube, and we have a website called Shabbat Lounge. You can find us all over the place, and a Twitter account and a Facebook account.
All over the socials and the interwebs.
And just new, a TikTok.
Ooh.
So I'm venturing into that. So, but anyway, we appreciate you stopping by.
And stay tuned for more. So we're going to do another edition of Can We Be Honest? Because you guys haven't told us to stop yet. I mean, let's be honest. If yes. You did, would we still be doing this?
No.
Come on.
That's right. So.
This might be a little much for younger viewers. No, not really. But this, so have you ever been in like a public restroom?
Say at your office.
At the office would make the most sense, right? Where there's comings and goings, in and out. Anyway, if I'm going into the bathroom for a number one and you're number two in, wait for me to number one and get out of there. Then we don't have to have this awkward meeting at the sink. Why are you always racing me? Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like it's a race every time.
Yes, yes, that's a good point. And the other point is, what have you ever had this happen to you? You go into the restroom and you've done your business and you did a number one, but when you walk in, there's a terrible stench from someone who did something else in there that is unmentionable. It was so bad. And you're just like, oh my gosh. And as you're walking out, you're washing your hands, and one of your buddies walks in and they're looking at you like,
oh, well done, Matt.
Yes. They're like, what is wrong? Maybe you should be checked out. And usually there's no words spoken because we don't speak in the restroom.
Right.
Or if you do,
we just assume that you're a terrible person.
But, you know, there are a lot of social norms in the restroom that we don't do. You know, as men, you also don't go up to the urinal and start staring at the person next to you and start talking to them.
Yeah, some people are restroom talkers,
mm-hmm.
and some are not.
Most are not.
Most are not, yeah.
And definitely you don't go up to another man while he's using a urinal and touch him in any way. That is not a cool thing to do. Never going to be received well. So just some good life advice for you.
Right, that's something to write down. So getting back to something more normal, maybe. This is actually probably not normal at all. But so there's all this in the scientific community talk of this polar shift that's happening, right? You have your magnetic poles are shifting at an unprecedented rate. Hasn't been seen in 12,000 years. Can we be honest? Who is the scientist that was there 12,000 years ago that documented the polar shift then?
Exactly. I've wondered the same thing. How do we know? We don't know.
What's the evidence that that had happened before?
Yeah.
I don't.
It's just one giant assumption that is being made.
Yeah. And then with people no are proof. Like, yeah, go ahead.
With no proof.
Yeah. Oh, right. And so people are like, well, our GPSs won't work. So we'll have to go back to the old mapping compass. But now your compass isn't going to work either.
Right.
I mean, if my understanding of compasses is accurate.
Correct.
So I just think that one's kind of funny because...
Can we be honest? There are crazy things like Glenn Beck is now advertising for 23andMe, where you get your genetic testing done and tells you where he came from. And it just wasn't very long ago at all. He was plugging Ancestry.com all the time. You heard him plugging that one all, and then all of a sudden that goes away and you never hear him talk about that again, and now it's 23andMe.
Yeah, they kind of switched their their advertisers like trading cards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes it overlaps in a way like that. That's real odd.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it just clearly shows that they sell out to who pays them money. He doesn't really care about it. It's who's paying him. Who pays the bills. And I think every TV, radio show, television, whatever, it's the
to
same
some
kind
degree,
of thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, speaking about that, for a long time I've been kind of against all the DNA testing and not wanting to do that or be a part of it. And it seems like something, you know, just something I don't want to be a part of. But I think any time we've ever given our blood at the hospital or a blood test, whoever the they is, they already have your DNA.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, they probably already have it. Yeah. But that's funny, too, because like we're saying with these talk show guys, they're the ones saying, well, don't be giving Google your data.
Yeah.
And then they're like, but here, give them your DNA.
Yes.
Seems contradictory.
It does. This advertiser is paying us lots of money and pays the bills, so you should do this, but not over here.
Yeah.
But you're right. That is a great point. You know, there's a lot of contradictions, and we need to be people who think and not just sheeple. Too many people are just sheeple, and they never pay attention to where the money is or who's paying, you know, because there's always a money trail to things.
Yeah. And then there's – so – and – this one might sound like I'm holding a position maybe I don't hold, but hear me out. So there's all this concern with the off-gassing of mostly like petroleum products or synthetic products. Like, you don't want to get the blankets or the rugs with like just synthetic stuff. You want the natural fibers and all that, which is great. I'm all for that. But the concern is, well, there's off-gassing with that. And so you're taking in all these chemicals, and you don't even know it, and they're destroying your body. Which, maybe. Sure. But at the same time, a lot of people heat with, like, wood. The same people that are concerned with this kind of thing heat their house with wood, and they're like, that's a more natural way to do it and stuff. Have you ever stuck your face? That's Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania for yeah. Stuck.
So have you ever stuck your face in the smoke coming
yes.
off of a fire?
Yes, I have.
And what happens?
It hurts, and your eyes water, and you cough, and you want to get out immediately.
It burns your face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
not pleasant.
Have you ever chewed on your blankets?
Yes.
And did you feel some kind of attack happening when you did that?
No.
Yeah.
I just have a slobbery wet blanket, and then I wished I hadn't chewed on it.
Yeah. But the maybe not so conventional wisdom would have you think that that's more dangerous to you than all the carbon monoxide and
yes,
smoke
yes.
from your fire.
but all I can think about right now, though, is why are we chewing on blankets?
Sometimes you have a weird dream, you wake up, your blanket's in your mouth, and you're like, what am I doing?
Okay, so let me ask you, we're going to analyze your dream for a minute. Was there a trunk involved?
Not my dream.
Was there a trunk involved in this dream?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, if you find yourself in the trunk, pull the taillights.
Okay.
So that's my tip.
Man.
So, can we be honest? The Republican Party may not be trustworthy and may not believe what they say, but can we be honest that they, the political conservatives are the only ones out there pushing for things that are in any way good and righteous versus pure and evil? Consider abortion. The political right will at least argue that the killing of unborn children, without arguments brought to the national stage by these folks, by the left, they would have implemented this long ago and cheered it. Make no mistake, so would have a lot of the country of regular Americans. So they, you know, we don't want to be overly political, but definitely, you know, the Republican Party does seem to be more about life than the others do.
Yeah, there's a clear distinction between the right, the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, especially today. The Democrat Party is, you can't be pro-life and be in the Democrat Party. And they've said as much on a national stage. So the point of this one is that, yeah, they're all there's corruption in all of it, but at least someone's out there pushing for something that's moving the ball in a good direction. Sure. And you can't really overlook that, I don't think.
Yeah. Most definitely. And you know, like we said before, it's important not to be sheeple and to think a little bit and not just blindly go where other people think you should go. You should question things. And so we're not saying that you know, we think that they're necessarily just all incredible and perfect, and we shouldn't put our faith in political figures. And if you do, you're gonna be let down every time.
Yeah. The idea here is credit where credit is due, even though a lot of things might not be so correct. And if you have any of your own can we be honest type observations, put them in the comments, let us know somehow, and if we deem it worthy, then your voice will shine through the interwebs as our voice, and perhaps we'll include it.
Yes, awesome. Well, as always, we appreciate you taking time to stop by and listen, and as always, we thank you for listening to Shabbat Lounge, and ask you to leave a comment, like, share, subscribe, and we will see you later. Thank you.
Bye.